Australia's ocean powers your life every day.
But do you know how?
Our marine territory stretches far beyond our coastline, covering more area than our land. From bustling coastal ports to fisheries and aquaculture farms, energy generation, scientific research and tourism, the ocean underpins communities large and small. The ocean feeds us, supports our trade, travel, tourism and recreation, connects us with the rest of the world, regulates our climate, and even generates half the Earth's oxygen.
At the Mammal Quarantine Department, the centre's newest spider monkey, Dante, is settling in well. He's just starting to feed from a bottle. It's important that the keeper, Sarah, forms a bond with Dante so she can care for him. But she also has to be careful not to get too attached.
The intravitreal injection procedure must be carried out under aseptic conditions, which includes the use of surgical hand disinfection, sterile gloves, a sterile drape, and a sterile eyelid speculum, or equivalent. Prior to the intravitreal injection, patients should be monitored for elevated intraocular pressure using tonometry. If necessary, ocular hypertensive solution can be given to lower the intraocular pressure. Adequate anesthesia and a broad-spectrum topical microbicide to disinfect the periocular skin, eyelid, and ocular surface should be administered prior to the injection, in accordance with standard medical practice.
One person who was well suited for the role of a spy was Nancy Wake. Her good looks, courage and confidence allowed her to evade suspicion, blend in with crowds and maintain her cover. As European correspondent for an American newspaper, Nancy witnessed the rise of Adolf Hitler and the Nazi movement. While visiting Vienna, she reported seeing roving Nazi gangs randomly beating Jewish men and women on the streets.